This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to take control of these airwaves here. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Americans say in a recent Gallup survey that government is the top problem in America. Now, they don't get into exactly what they mean when they say that. That's what they say. And in fact, it's a top problem by a pretty good margin. Right now, looks like 19% of Americans say that the government's the number one issue. Followed by immigration at 16%, although immigration, according to this story here at CNSNews.com, breaks down when you do political breakdowns. 29% of Republicans say immigration is a problem, but only 7% of Democrats say the same. So the average comes out to apparently 16% there.
And then, you know, there could also be some misunderstanding about what people mean when they say immigration is a problem.
Right.
Like, it's incredibly difficult for people to legally immigrate here.
That's a problem.
Or is the problem that, quote, there's too many immigrants?
Exactly. So
said the guy whose family immigrated here from somewhere else.
Right, and when somebody says government is the problem, it could mean that they think the government's too big or too intrusive, or maybe
right.
they think the government's not big enough. Maybe they want more government in
yep.
their lives. So it's not really clear. Or maybe they just only think the government's a problem when it's the other party that's in control.
Or
of
they might only think that one particular layer of government is a problem,
like
but we
federal.
Can't get rid of that layer. It's just a problem.
Well, apparently there's a slight reduction in a portion of the layer of federal government with the so-called shutdown in effect right now, of course only affecting a very, very small fraction
yes.
of all of the various different government so-called services, the huge bureaucracy out there that is the federal government. We got Lester
only
on the
about 800,000 federal employees will be furloughed.
And how many of them are there total, I guess, is really the important
thing. I don't have that number in front of me, but...
But wait, they're not even really furloughed because they're still getting a paycheck, right?
Right, they're just yeah. not showing up. On most of these days, they were already scheduled off.
So far,
let's
yeah.
point that out.
Yeah.
Saturday, most government agencies are closed.
Right.
Sundays, most government agencies are closed.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve is a holiday.
Yep. Christmas
at the
Day.
very most, it's half a day.
Yeah.
Christmas Day, they're closed.
Yep.
There are six departments that have already had their budgets approved and will not be impacted.
Let's go back to Lester, though. He's on the line listening in Columbia, South Carolina, to WQXL. Lester, you say you are a contractor, you run a business doing construction, and you had something you wanted to say. Go ahead.
Well, actually, you know, we've talked about a couple of things. You talked about people think, before we came online again, that people think the government is the problem. That's a couple of more small points mm-hmm. that are at the tip of this giant iceberg, and I really don't want to hold up all of your lines, but I will say that our president is much like our founding fathers. Our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, was framed by businessmen and farmers to do the right thing.
But wait, didn't he just take away bump stocks?
Well, our great president is crazy like a fox. And I understand this mindset.
Do you?
And
what
he is
that?
Sir?
You understand what it's like to be insane?
No. No.
Because
I
do, too.
Well, actually, I question my sanity regularly, but I have mm-hmm. to get up and do the right thing and put that off.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is that...
But really, that's the response when I bring up the fact that he's banned bump stocks, which is clearly going against the right to bear arms. You're saying that, well, he's a lunatic.
It's a small encroachment, and mm-hmm. but at the same time,
but okay.
he is breaking up a system that these people have had 175 years to construct.
What has he done to break up that system? Because I'd like to know.
Well, actually, he is en route to breaking it up.
Oh, he's still getting started?
Well, I would hope.
It's 2 years.
Well,
now.
I would hope he's already well underway, but where I'm going with this is these people have had 175 years to construct a career politician system that would have appalled our founding fathers. Mm. These people would have been branded as scalawags and run out of town on rails, literally. They have been at the top of the money. They have been at the top of the taxpayers' dollars, and have. If we
you're going to get no disagreement from me as far as the system sucks.
Now, if they have done, but, if I have done what they had done, they would call it diversion of funds. They would call it embezzlement. But since there is no one at the top of the heap, as long as everybody shuts up and gets along, nobody gets hurt and everybody
okay.
gets some
so what
dust.
I'm hearing
now,
you
with
say,
that, with all that, with all that said. That is the situation.
Okay. So look, what here's what I want to say to this, because what I'm hearing you say is that Trump is this great patriot. He's trying to take down the system, break up this this oligopoly, this system of power and corruption that has grown up in Washington D.C. over a couple centuries now. And that he just hasn't had a chance to really do it yet, because it takes a long time to get rid of a system that's been built up over a couple hundred years.
Even and though so, he's got his party in control right. of both houses of Congress.
Yeah, why is it taking...
And yet he's now on his third government shutdown.
Yeah.
I would believe that there are a lot of people within that party that will fall if all
fall
of this
how?
Were exposed.
If yes. what were exposed? If
we, well, how? I mean,
what I'm saying is, I believe that if a lot of people within the Republican Party would go to jail too. It's plain
great.
And simple. You know, yeah, great.
Which things?
Sir?
For what things? Yeah, like, I agree that they're all crooks, but, like, the prosecutors generally, unless it's, Mueller rolling over on somebody because,
well, I mean,
investigator.
We can start with the Clinton pay-to-play. But
the Clintons aren't in the Republican Party. You're talking about people within the Republican yeah. Party that you think are going to wind up going into federal prison.
If some sort of information comes out, what exactly
yeah,
are you referring to?
Well, I mean, it would all link to everybody in Washington.
Right, so you're saying that everybody there is corrupt.
Everyone is corrupt.
Okay, but not Trump?
No.
Why don't you think Trump is also corrupt?
If he were corrupt, they would have dug it up somehow, somewhere. If he had done anything that could bring him to his knees, they would have found it. No one has to live closer to the guard than a private businessman. No one.
Okay, so Trump is, when I asked you what it was that he has done to break it up there in D.C., you didn't give me an example.
He's not a career politician. He's not one of the boys.
So you're saying, therefore, he can't get what he wants done because he has to go through the career politicians who make up the rest of Congress. So basically what you're saying is Trump is just nothing more than a figurehead and he really can't do anything.
I think he's more than a figurehead.
After 4 years, will you change your opinion if he still hasn't done anything to break up what's going on up in D.C.?
I will not change my opinion of him.
Can Trump do anything wrong?
Of course. Everyone can.
Okay.
But the bump stock ban, you're willing to waive that one. That's no problem.
I'm just saying that it's could be a concession
mm-hmm.
just for greater things.
I'll give you something, Lester, and thank you for the call. I really appreciate you sticking on with us for the discussion. I will say that Trump has done a few things right so far. And if it's true that he's actually removing troops from Syria, that's the right move.
Yeah.
If it's true that he's calling down a troop withdrawal partial, not full, I think I heard maybe about half of them out of Afghanistan, That's the right move.
Yep.
Going to make peace with North Korea, that was a big right move. Good for him on that one. So, you know, he's gotten it right a few times.
No, he signed the First Step Act. Not that? A big step, but it's
the first step. Right, yeah, we talked about that. That's a little bit of prison justice reform. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. 855-450-3733.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him a burglar's trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the show. Toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves if you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So, Blink Home Security, there's a special offer. that's going to expire probably in a matter of hours here. So
yes.
I want to tell you about the Blink Home Security System. It is a great system. I know because we use it here at the studio. And Mark's got it. And he's one of our co-hosts who's normally here on Saturday nights with me. Thank you for filling in for him, Daryl. Mark has it at his house, and it's so easy to set these things up. They're HD quality wireless cameras, meaning battery operated. So it's super easy. You just unbox the camera, put the batteries in. They're just double A's, and they last up to 2 years, by the way. Put the batteries in to put the camera up wherever you want it, and then you set it up via your wireless-enabled device.
And if you don't like where it is,
you can move it.
There's no wire. You don't have to, like, drill holes into things.
Drill more holes, pull wires through walls, none of that stuff. It's super easy. And there's no contracts and no subscriptions. And Blink works with Alexa. So very, very handy system because Blink is an Amazon company. Amazon loved the Blink product so much, they bought the Blink company a couple few years ago. So you want to get these cameras. They've got indoor versions. They've got outdoor versions. And they are super handy for, you know, finding out about somebody who's up to no good, perhaps prowling around the property or whatever. Maybe monitoring your packages on the front porch. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Again, this offer of a whopping 40% off, or up to, rather, a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras goes through December 22nd, meaning tonight's the last.
Through tonight.
Yeah. So if you're
while supplies last.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this on our podcast tomorrow, it's probably too late. But that doesn't mean that you can't get a good deal out of Blink.
Right.
Just the normal prices at BlinkProtect.com.
Very affordable.
/FTL, which is our usual link, are awesome. So you'll love it, I think. Check it out, blinkprotect.com/holiday. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, and then we'll talk more about Trump explaining how to defeat the border wall that he wants to create. But first, David is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey, I was just going to say about the immigration thing.
Yes, sir.
It's not that people don't want immigrants. I mean, I wouldn't be here if we didn't have immigration.
Okay.
My parents came from, or my grandparents came from Poland. They came from Britain. They're here in the United States. That's why I'm here. So that's great. But they came in the right way. That was back
when
Ellis
Island. What does that mean? They came in the right way.
They came in through Ellis Island. They didn't try to break in.
Do you know that they came in to Ellis Island?
Yeah.
You know for a fact that they specifically went to Ellis Island?
Why would
they? Hold on. And do you know what the process was at the time that they went to Ellis Island? Because the process has changed during the time that Ellis Island was open.
Yeah. I mean, they followed the regulations. They came in over the ship. You know,
were the regulations?
I really don't know.
You don't know because when Ellis Island first opened, and Ellis Island wasn't the only port of entry; it was just the most famous. You would show up, and you would, I like to say, get your Starbucks name. Meaning you would tell some government bureaucrat what your name was, they would write it down wrong, and then you would be on your way.
Yeah.
And then they wound up changing it to, we might need to check people for certain diseases.
David, we can't have a conversation if everybody's talking at the same time, so I'm just going to put you on hold.
When they first opened Ellis Island, there were no tests. It was, you show up, on your way. And then somebody said, well, we need to check these people for tuberculosis and a couple other things. And then there was a little bit of a waiting period. And then they started adding tests. And then they started making it more restrictive. And then they made people start paying fees. And it's just increasingly gotten more burdensome over time. So this whole thing of my grandparents came in the right way, yet they showed up when there were no rules.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying they followed the rules that were in place at that time. They probably didn't like it, but they just thought.
Let me ask this question, David.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah, let's talk about today. If we go back to what the rules were when my 13th great-grandparent showed up in Jamestown, Virginia, where it was just show up, would you be okay if that was the rule?
Well, back then, there wasn't any government formed yet.
No. I'm asking about today. If the rule was you show up, you get to stay, would you be okay with that?
No. I think the current regulations are good because... I mean,
but
right
you don't
now,
know what the current
million,
regulations are.
Over a million new citizens join our country every year. That's over 2,000 a day.
So,
and they come in through the regulations.
What would be wrong if it were 10 million?
Huh?
Are you saying there would be a problem if it were 10 million instead of a million?
No, but I'm just saying, I don't understand why.
Why do you
so
support government?
Uproar.
You support big government?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm
but
just
why,
saying
you
that
are
why
saying
is
that.
There?
But you are
I'm,
saying that.
I'm just
you
asking.
Say you said you support the regulations. You said you support the system as it is
over
with all of the rules
and a few hundred
place.
People. I'm just saying, why is there such an uproar over a few hundred people that want to come across their border without following the rules when over 2,000 a day do follow the rules? Every day. At a million people a year, every day, over 2,000 people come into our country and follow our regulations.
Would it be a problem to you if instead of 2,000 it were 20,000?
As long as they followed our regulations.
What if the regulations
were
easier?
We need to know who you are. We need to know if you're a criminal. We need to know
why you need to know all that stuff. Why you want to have such an invasive government?
Because I don't want people in my neighborhood that are criminals, that are murderers.
Have you checked your local police force?
There's people in the crowd in Tijuana that admit, I'm an escaped convict. I want to get into the United States because I want Trump to give me a pardon.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
I'm
that all convicts
convict
are bad people?
But he's not going to, I mean, Trump's
David,
obviously not going to build
do
a
you
pardon.
Think, do you think that all convicts are bad people?
Not necessarily.
Okay,
no.
So then that's kind of a silly point. Look, no. The fear that you're trying to spread here about immigration and, oh my God, if we don't have this huge government bureaucracy known as Customs and Border Patrol and whatever other bureaucracy it is that you have to apply to you know, jump through these arbitrary hoops put up by government bureaucrats with ridiculous fees and waiting periods and stupid rules and prohibitions and all kinds of hoops. You're saying you don't support big government, but at the same time, at the other side of your mouth, you're saying you do. Because it's a massive government that you're supporting.
I don't consider that big government.
The government we have today a big government?
And instead of having an open border where just anybody runs across, right now, people right now in Texas and in Arizona where the walls are missing. Oh, by the way, did you know California is 100% covered on the border? There's like 65 miles of quadruple wall because they want to stop them so bad in California. There's double walls, there's triple walls,
I don't know
walls,
anything about that. I'll take your word for it. But regardless,
yeah, that's a fact.
So you're saying that this is not a big government, that what we have today is not a big government?
I'm saying the government needs to protect their citizens. In Texas and in
but there's
Arizona,
no obligation
there's
to
only
do that.
A
you must have missed
strand,
the news headlines.
There's only a single strand of barbed wire in some places.
You
there's
must have missed
the
headlines,
the day,
David, which said earlier this week, because we can't have a conversation. Thank you for the call tonight. You must have missed the headlines earlier this week when the Supreme Court or whoever it was, because the Supreme
Federal Court in Florida,
Supreme Court,
citing Supreme Court precedent.
There's lots of precedent on this. The government has made it clear they don't owe you anything. They don't have to protect you. There's no obligation for them to protect you. So you can keep complaining all you want. You can keep demanding all you want. The government will do whatever it wants to do, and you're cheering it on. And you claim you're not in favor of big government, but yet you want a big government bureaucracy to stop the scary immigrants.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial federal shutdown is expected to drag on through Christmas. President Trump and congressional leaders are still stuck in a standoff over his border wall with Mexico. The Senate has adjourned, but could be called back at any time if there's a deal. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blames the Democrats.
They brought this about because they're under a lot of pressure from their far left and feel compelled to disagree with the president on almost anything, and certainly this.
And Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the problem is in the White House.
Repeatedly, The president has privately agreed to a deal with congressional leaders only to reverse himself when criticized by the far right. We can't have another situation when the president signals support at first, but then reverses himself, which is precisely what caused this shutdown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. You can join us on the air here. Bring up whatever you want. But it's nice if, like, we can actually talk.
Yes.
And ask questions and, you know, have you answer the questions and, you know, continue a conversation. And so the phone lines are open, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's hard to get a word in edgewise on that last caller. And I understand, you know, you're on the air. You got a lot to say. That's cool. I appreciate that. Good news is you can call Free Talk Live every single night of the week.
One call per night.
One call per night. So if you didn't get a chance to get what you have to say out tonight, that's okay. We're on tomorrow. In fact, through the holidays,
yes,
we're going to be on.
And when we say one call per night, we mean that each person gets to call in once per night,
not
like some of these, you know, other nationally syndicated shows where they only take one call during the entire show.
Yeah, no, it's open phones every night here on Free Talk Live. Also open over on the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, we'll go to that here in a little bit since somebody's waiting patiently there. But I do want to tell you about AnyPay. If you are interested in taking cryptocurrency at your cash register, maybe you run a retail establishment doing whatever it is you do, and you want to accept things like Bitcoin or Dash, Zcash, or Zen, you can do that easily by going to anypay.global. You just get started by creating a username and password, and you're in. There's no approval process. There's no paperwork. You just create the username and password, then go into the settings page, put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses that you want the crypto that you're going to collect to end up. You put that those addresses into that page, load the app on your point-of-sale device, and you are ready to accept cryptocurrency. We're talking about if you already have a wallet downloaded, like your Edge wallet, for instance, then we're talking about maybe 10-minute setup time to get started with AnyPay. I mean, it's super easy, unlike credit card where you got to apply to a bank, find a gateway provider, then they got to hook you up with the processor, and then it's like, make sure you get through the approvals process and submit all the paperwork.
And then you've got to get a little swipey thing to be able to, you know, the terminal with the chip reader.
The fees as well.
The fees.
No fee to accept cryptocurrency through AnyPay. Go to anypay.global. If you're not doing this and you're into crypto, you're missing out. Go check it out. Anypay.global. Before we continue with your calls here, I do want to focus a little bit on what our caller was saying, just because he kept on talking, and so it was hard to really explain what we were trying to say in response. You got a guy calling in saying he wants smaller government. He says he doesn't like big government.
Yep.
But then on the other hand, he's like totally fine with the status quo of the immigration system. What, do you think that's a small government bureaucracy?
Right.
You don't think that's some sort of massively invasive and hugely expensive and bureaucratic, you know, mess?
Right.
Every single government bureaucracy is a mess.
Right.
Is-
and I was trying to find the video of a friend of ours and occasional fill-in co-host, Will Coley.
Will Coley, Call to Freedom.
Yeah, he did a presentation at the Porcupine Freedom Festival in 2017 called Just Follow the Law, the immigration process exposed or something. I forget what the tagline was, but
he went through it with his wife.
He was talking about the burdens that he was going through with his wife, him and her, both in college at the time that they met, fell in love because she was on a student visa and they wanted to get married. Well, now you've got to apply for a different type of visa. Mm. And when you're on this other visa, you can't go to school and you can't work. So now we've got to figure out how can we afford for you to survive for the next 12 months without doing anything.
So she didn't have to go back to Africa where she'd come from.
And then there's also all of the fees for filling out different papers.
Application fees, submission fees.
There are various times.
Don't forget
the
attorney's fees you're paying to get all the paperwork filled out.
Well, that's, you know, an additional fee in addition to just various letters where some immigration official would send something. Your appointment is in 3 days at this time. If you are late or do not show up, we don't know when we can reschedule you.
Yeah.
And then you lose all of the money that you've given us. And not that you would get that money back anyway, but if you miss any of these appointments, you have to completely start the application process over again.
Pay all the fees.
And when you show up, you need to bring all of these documents and a check for fill in the blank amount.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Usually have to travel a ways to get there, too.
Right. Now I've got to get the day off of work, convince a coworker to cover my shift so that I can drive 4 hours. He lived in Tennessee at the time.
Yeah.
He would have to drive basically from one side of the state to the other, or maybe only halfway across the state.
That's service.
And then, show up, sit there, wait, give them money, and then get told, we'll be in touch.
Mm-hmm. And hope.
And hope that everything got filled out properly, even with the assistance of lawyers. Occasionally, things wind up not being filled out properly.
Yep.
And, here's a letter that says you owe us this amount of money for this thing, and if we don't have the money in 7 days, then Border Patrol will come take your wife and deport her.
It's horrifying.
And now you're scrounging up, and it's not just, you know, quote-unquote, poor people that have to scrounge up for this money. There are reports that come out generally every summer showing that the average American does not have $400 of cash lying around.
Right.
That's not to...
That's not even going to cover your application fee, probably.
That's not even including whatever the average American has in debt. That's just the average American does not have $400 of cash lying around that they could get to easily. $1,500 application fees, here, there, all these things, you wind up spending between $10,000 to $15,000 just on government fees, not to mention whatever fees you give a lawyer to assist you to make sure that everything is filled out properly, and then it's generally a process of about a decade.
And this is the easy process, right? Because she, they married. That's the supposed easy way to get somebody in. What
they
if you're
married,
just somebody...
And her family is very wealthy.
Yeah. So if you're just a dude from Africa who wants to move to the United States, good luck. Right. There's all kinds of, you know, if you don't have somebody to marry you in there, then there's these, they've got certain quotas, right? Like, once the quotas fill up,
right.
And then there's random lotteries, and, like, you just won't even get in.
Even with the random lotteries, and that's one of the things that, you know, the conservatives like to pick on. Well, there's a lottery, and you can just wind up doing that, and that, well, it's still not free. Just because you wind up putting your name in the hat, and they draw your name, you still have to go through all of the background checks, all of the applications, you've got to pay all of the fees, and then during the process, they tell you, don't make any major life decisions, don't sell your house, don't quit your job, don't do anything until we tell you that everything is in good order, and then you have 180 days to wind up getting rid of everything in your home country and then coming to the United States. If you don't do it within 180 days, you lose your chance to come to America.
And don't forget about the invasiveness of this process as well. The caller was, you know, telling us earlier, well, we got to make sure there are not criminals in there. Well,
there are criminals that live down the street from you.
Yeah, well,
and depending on how you define criminal, everybody is a criminal.
Well, I mean, look at the government. They're full of criminals.
No, I'm just thinking of, you can go to the Crime a Day Twitter where they post, here's random things that you may or may not have known was illegal. There was the book written, what, probably a decade ago now, called Three Felonies a Day, that the average American, without knowing it, commits three felonies per day.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you support big government, then fine. Go ahead and cheer for the wall and cheer for more immigration bureaucracy and restrictions and rules because you love the state and you love regulations and you love the government. But if you want to claim your small government and you're cheering those things on, I'm sorry, you need a wake-up call because you're not in favor of small government.
If you say, I support small government, but you don't support small government.
Right. Yeah, you can't.
If you think that only certain people have rights, then you don't support liberty.
Yeah. You cannot have small government except for in the areas you want the government to be really big. It doesn't work like that.
Right. I support small government except we need a billion military bases around the globe because terrorists.
So, your call's coming up. We're getting back into them. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about immigration or whatever is on your mind, it goes here on Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Like freedom.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
At wolfhillammo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our last lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. wolfhillammo.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. Take your calls and thoughts about what you want to discuss. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also want to say thank you to Barry, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. AMP is our little program. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's been going on for a while. Actually started in 2005. That allows you, our listener, to support our mission here on Free Talk Live of getting the word out about freedom and liberty and peace and cryptocurrency to as many radio listeners as possible, as many internet listeners as possible, and spread the word about freedom. If you think that what we're doing here is worthwhile, then please support the show through the AMP program, just like Barry did, for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it via credit card. You can do it via PayPal. You can do it Bitcoin, BTC. So it's up to you which way you want to support, but either way, you'll get some cool perquisites. You'll get access to things like the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that our normal podcast does. You'll also get access to the AMP-only Facebook group if you're still on Facebook. If you want to be on our Discord server, there's a special AMP room there. There's some other perks. Go check it out over at amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up, please. It makes a big difference for us. Most people will never AMP the show. That doesn't mean they don't care about us, but we appreciate those that do, and it makes a big difference for us. So please, go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Mario, listening in Florida. I think you're in, are you in Tallahassee, Mario?
Kind of right outside Tallahassee.
So you're listening to WVFT on FM. Go ahead.
I was just going to talk to you about the immigration you were talking about. How do you guys define big government?
Anything bigger than what you could find on, like, a milk container or something like that. I'm not interested in having any government whatsoever. So bigger than my little finger would be a big government to me.
So you don't believe in borders at all?
Yeah, I think you should have borders on your own private property if that's what you want to have borders. So if you want to put up a big old fence on your own land, then by all means. I believe in private property ownership. But if I want to be able to have people come on my private property, I don't think you should be able to stop me.
That's true. So you don't believe in any welfare programs or anything else like that?
Hell no. I don't believe in forced wealth redistribution of any sort, whether it be corporate welfare or individual welfare. I think that people should be helped through voluntary means, like charity.
That doesn't always help, though, people who really are in need. Like, I don't believe in our government assisting a lot of other countries, but, like, I do kind of believe in if you have the ability, you should be able to help people.
Well, right, so you should means that you ought to do something on a voluntary basis through consent, giving of your own volition to an organization that you think deserves it. The government just steals your money and then they give it away to whoever it is they feel like giving it away to, including right. Mostly the bureaucrats that run the welfare program. So, I mean, are you saying you don't think people would get help if there weren't government welfare programs?
Not just that, just like if we didn't have our government like it kind of is right now, we would be vulnerable to attack from other people.
Let's separate the issues. If you want to talk about attack and military, that's another issue entirely. So hold on. We can talk about that. But I just wanted to talk about the welfare issue first. So are you saying...
Well, the military is a big, giant welfare program.
That's true.
I was talking about big government.
Okay, but we were talking about the welfare aspect of that. And so you were saying, do you think people could get help as far as, like, you know, place to stay, food to eat, health care, that kind of thing, without having the government take money from people by force?
Well, I think people would be able to find food, but it all depends on the area that you're in. Like, a lot of people really depend on it, like, in, say, like, other countries. But, like, my original question was how you define big government, and, like, I was trying to talk about that because of we kind of need the government like it is right now, like I was just saying a minute ago, because
I don't think we need government at all, but if government is going to exist, I think it should do at most three things: protect life, liberty, and property. At most.
But he's going to say you need to have a big ass military to protect people's life, liberty, and property, right, Mario?
All right, well, Zach, good to hear you.
You want to have a big military.
Yeah.
How big of a military do you want?
Is the current size big enough? Is the current size big enough, or should it be bigger?
Well, considering that we spend more than the top three biggest military countries right now, then I think our military is pretty big enough right now.
Okay,
it's actually closer to more than the next 10, but...
So do you think that the American people are incapable of defending themselves? Like, if tomorrow, let's just say it's a crazy situation, it can't happen, right? But if tomorrow the military just disappeared, if it all just went away, do you think the American people would be incapable of defending themselves?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Let me ask the question a different way.
The average person is not capable of that kind of attack.
Let me ask the question a different way. Does the United States need to have 30,000 plus troops still in Germany?
I don't really know about that. I don't know why that they're there. I haven't really delved into that kind of issue before.
All right, but you said that you think that the government or the military as it currently is about big enough, and that's roughly how many U.S. military troops are currently actively stationed in Germany. There's another, I think it's 20,000 in Japan. Do we need those troops there?
I don't know the reason why they're there.
Okay, if those troops left, then do you think that all of a sudden the Japanese would wind up trying to cross a big giant ocean to attack the United States?
No, I don't think that there is a preventative measure, no.
Okay, so would you be okay with most of the troops coming home from around the globe or not?
Like I said, I feel like they're there for a reason, but I never dealt with
it. You don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah, they're there for a reason. It's not a very good reason,
it's
but it is a reason.
It's called imperialism.
It's called empire building.
Policing the whole world. I mean, is that what the United States military should be doing? Hello?
Did we lose him?
He didn't sound like he had the best cell phone signal. Thank you for the call, Mario. Yep, there he goes. So I'm guessing he went out of a cell or whatever. So your point here, though, Daryl, is this is military expansionism. This is imperialism. The U.S. military is...
I would dare say it's empire.
Yeah. It's in all these countries around the world. What is it, 1,000 bases or something like that?
Somewhere close to. We don't know the exact number because the U.S. government likes to keep that number secret.
How many countries right now, do you know, offhand?
Depends on how you define country, but it's somewhere in the 150 range.
That's a lot. That's the supermajority of the world.
There are 193 members of the United Nations.
Right.
There are, and again, like I say, it depends on how you define country, because some of the places where we have troops that are territories of another country, but the CIA recognizes them as sort of, you know, like de facto, not necessarily territory. But even if you go with UN member nation, then I think it's at least over 110, 120. I'd have to double check the numbers again. But, yeah, we have, and by we, I mean the United States government, by you know them stealing our money, we're forced to pay for the location of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of troops stationed literally around the globe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in favor of having a government military or a government at all or coercive state in any way, shape, or form. But if you're going to have it, then you probably should bring it home from around the rest of the world and actually have them here in the United States.
Students of history like to point out that one of the reasons that Rome was able to wind up collapsing is they expanded too far.
Yeah. And it's expensive to do that. They print a lot of money in order to finance
it. It's expensive, and when you wind up, you know, stretching out too far, then you can't defend your, you know, inner sort of core.
Roland is on the line with us here in New York. Roland, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WAUB in Auburn. Go ahead.
Yes, Mark. Ian, I think I owe you guys an apology. I actually made a mistake when I was calling it. I had a question about the KKK and Harry Byrd, and he was a Democrat, Senator Harry Byrd. He was in the KKK, but that wasn't it. That's not
Senator from West Virginia.
Yeah, and Harry Byrd was from West Virginia. And my actual question I had was not that. I mean, we know a lot of that stuff, obviously, you guys and me. My question was, I know Alex Jones has been there, and I've seen some strange photographs of the Clintons and the Bushes standing
where?
Together.
In the KKK? Hold on, I'm confused, Roland. I'll let you clear all this up coming up here in hour number three if you'll stick with us. It's Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.